Last week, we were made aware by USDA that they were moving forward with what they are calling their Farmer Fair Practices Act. Unfortunately, nothing in it is fair, nor is it really focused on helping farmers, and that's just a misnomer. It's unfortunate. It's still the GPSA rule, as we have known it for quite some time, being since 2010. What it means for us in the cattle industry is that it is basically allowing USDA to broaden the scope of what they can do in enforcing the marketplace, and basically lets them to determine what is fair in cattle marketing. The last thing that we want is for the United States government to determine what is fair in cattle marketing, because what that does, given the broad and vague nature of this approach, is that it provides a field day for trial attorneys. And so what we are going to see, and what we have confirmed in talking to our attorneys and also with other partners in the supply chain, is that we could see anybody who just thinks that the price they're getting for cattle is unfair sue packers, processes, other chain partners, and because of this GPSA rule, they would have standing. And the packers and processors have told us that they cannot sit back and absorb that kind of liability, and as such, we will probably lose our alternative marketing arrangements and our value-added marketing programs, things that we as an industry have worked very hard to establish over the past 25 to 30 years.
While USDA says changes have been made to GPSA, Woodall says those changes do not address the concerns of cattle producers.
We can confirm that they did change it compared to the original rule. It does not include some of the livestock marketing barn provisions and restrictions that they initially had. It no longer has some of the provisions that would require USDA approval of marketing contracts. But the biggest issue of the 2010 rule is still the biggest issue of this rule, and that is this definition of fairness. Determine what is a competitive injury within the marketplace, what is unfair preference, what is undue preference. That is the focus of this rule. That was the worst part of the original rule, as I said, and that's why this thing is no better for us than the original rule was.
And Woodall explains what their next steps are.
For us, it's going to be focusing on the new Trump administration to try to do everything we can to get them to take early and swift action to stop this. In addition, we continue to move forward with our coalition of other livestock partners to work on a legal strategy to challenge this as well. We are optimistic that we're going to have the opportunity to stop this, but the fact that our industry is having to spend the time and resources, again, is irritating given everything else out there that USDA could have done to try to help us with beef prices. And this is not one of those things that's actually going to have a direct impact or help cattle producers get more money for their cattle. This is actually going to threaten the opportunity for cattle producers to market cattle the way they want to.